This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Artificial intelligence has really had itself quite a year, hasn't it? 2023, I think, is the year when AI became something that we all know about. Now, AI is not new. It's been around for a long time, as a matter of fact. But this year seems to have taken a giant leap forward, especially in the public consciousness. Like, we're so much more aware of it now than we were a year ago, insofar as it's something that, you know, we're using. I think that's the big difference. I don't know how many people were using artificial intelligence, you know, your average person. Now they are, a lot of people in a lot of different areas. Governments too have been struggling to try and come up with a way to regulate this. And I think those horses left the barn a long, long time ago. Even those who helped created this technology have been saying this year that, you know what, this could get dangerous and we do need to have a plan on how we're going to manage this. Again, I don't know how that works, but let's talk about 2023 in AI, where we've come and where we might be headed from here. We're going to speak with Dr. Hossein Bonakdari, who is an associate professor of engineering, University of Ottawa, studied AI and machine learning for a long time, more than a decade now. Doctor, thanks so much for being here today. I do appreciate your time.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
We've talked before, and I saw some stats this week that says that the AI market is now worth more than $200 billion. It's a lot of money. But by 2030, just 7 years from now, 6 years actually, they expect it to be worth $2 trillion. So that sort of puts in perspective that we're just at the beginning of this curve, right? We're already the impact is there, the value is there, but we're just at the start. This is going to take off exponentially from here, right?
Yeah. You know, I want to say, you know, 2023 was an acceleration point in AI development. But before going through the 2023, let's to have a look in past COVID. You know, I can say that the COVID transferred to the giant company an important message, because Amazon significantly benefited from the accelerated digital transformation, you know, that opened a new windows for new generation of AI. Right now, yeah, as you mentioned, you know, I can say in 2023, AI tools have indeed become more integrated into everyday life. You know, I am a user and developer of AI for a long decade, but you know, right now we can see AI is becoming accessible and commonly used by general public. You know,
that's right.
Something I can say, you know, maybe we can talk about, you know, virtual assistant and chatbot. Right now it's something, you know, we use daily in like Siri, Google Assistant, I don't know, for example, the ChatGPT, etc. And even, you know, in all the smartphone and devices, we use AI features to, for example, for photography enhancement, voice recognition, personal recommendation. And, you know, the things like this come, it's really common for 2023 with AI.
Is that the change, Doctor? The fact that now suddenly people like me, who really have no tech background at all, have artificial intelligence available to us. We can use it, and people do all day, every day. Millions and millions of people are using chatbots, like you said, and other things. Like, it's now just, it's something that's become something the general public is using.
Yeah, you know, I can say, you know, you are a case for social media. Everyone, you know, you can consider right now, I have a number interesting for you. Anyone, an average person using in internet, we produce more than 150 gigabytes per day information for social media. You know, I can say, you know, that the we can consider the primary function of social media was to connect, you know, mm-hmm. but right now, mm-hmm. really a huge marketing. You know, you can consider more than 20 million companies used Facebook, more than 5 million business depend on WhatsApp. And right now we have more than 25 million Instagram profiles. They are company or business. This is, you know, actual situation of the social media in real life and daily life of us.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. The dangers of AI. A lot of talk about that over the course of 2023. Is that overstated? Are we making too big a deal of it? Or is it something that we really do need to be aware of and planning for, Doctor?
You know, I think right now we are in this era of AI advancement. You know, I should emphasize about that. You know, local government are presented with a unique juncture marked by both opportunity and challenges. You know, this is really important. We can consider we have two different windows with AI. You know, it's an opportunity to in region and reshape our operational paradigms, you know, ultimately changing our capacity to deliver service effectively, both presently and in years to come. But we should be aware about some challenges, you know, with the AI. As certainly we heard about that, the profound impact of generative AI right now on job automation necessity and urgent, and I can say collaborative approach between government and industries. This is really important. And in this collaboration, you know, we need to take attention about something like, you know, providing educational leave for skill development, you know, because we will face with several, you know, job loss if we cannot consider and we cannot plan to pass from this era. This is something, you know, maybe sometimes, you know, we are thinking about automation historically as the job landscape. But AI, as you mentioned, introduce exceptional challenges in scale and complexity. You know, this is something that needs, you know, and require proactive retraining, you know, and step to reduce, I can say, the challenges. You know, in Canada, fortunately, you know, I can say, right now, the government of Canada has provided, you know, the first guideline to federal institutions on their use of generative AI tools. But, you know, this is the first, I can say, guideline of a roadmap, you know. But we need to go further and we need to consider all the potential challenges coming with AI in near future, you know.
Can you? That's the question, Doctor. I mean, the tech's here. We're already using it. I mean, now we're worried about coming up with regulations, and there's a report out today about deepfakes. Can you do that after the fact? Is it already too late to try and put in safeguards and regulations around this technology?
I think, you know, I agree with this opinion. You know, we need to act fastly. And right now, you can see in European Union and United States right now, everyone tries and every country tries to control and to put regulation to manage the current situation with AI. And as we can see, every day, even for me, you know, it so surprised me. I can say different new generation of, you know, I can say AI generator in text generation, audio analysis, code generation, video creation, image generation, natural language processing. You know, this is the situation we are in on it. And we should be aware about we are in global AI race.
Yeah.
This is something, you know, all the country try to put and to invest about the development of and to the developing cutting edge AI technology. And if we cannot control and to put some serious, you know, regulation, it should be dangerous for us.
Yeah, no doubt. There's a lot of good and a lot of bad. Doctor, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you being here today.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.